This morning, while Scott continues our series in Ephesians, our children will be studying Genesis chapter 1, the creation. And as I was preparing to teach the five-year-olds today, I was thinking about just the implications of the words, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." With that simple introduction, we see God's awesome power displayed as He forms the earth, the sun, moon, stars, galaxies, and populates the earth with all sorts of living creatures, and finally mankind. Within the course of less than 1 week, God spoke the universe into existence, looked upon it, and declared it to be very good. But God's good and perfect world was soon marred by the deliberate sin and disobedience of our first parents. And creation has groaned ever since. Where there was once peace, beauty, life, and health, now has been introduced sickness, death, violence, and wickedness. Now, before we become indignant with Adam and Eve, we should realize that we ourselves also are sinful. Each one of us has rebelled against God and turned away from His rightful claim upon our lives. But this God who judges our sin and holds us accountable for the wickedness that we do is also a God who loves, and beginning in Genesis chapter 3, the Bible unfolds His wonderful plan to redeem and save sinners. This salvation plan culminated in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is the one that Scripture prophesied back in Genesis that He would crush the serpent's head and would reverse the effects of sin and death. This Jesus is no mere man. He is God in the flesh. The Creator God that the Apostle Paul writes about in Colossians. He says, "For by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by Him and for Him, and in Him all things hold together." We celebrate the remembrance of this Jesus' death on the cross and the breaking of His body and the shedding of His blood for our sins. Every week at Grace Bible Church, we celebrate communion together. And if you know Christ as your Savior and as your Lord, then we invite you to join us today. Now, you may be someone who maybe you're visiting us, maybe you've been here for a long time, and by your own admission, you'd admit that you're not a Christian. Perhaps you've never heard the gospel. Perhaps you don't see that you have a sin problem that needs to be dealt with. First of all, we're glad that you're here, and we pray that today may be the day of salvation for you. But this is a celebration for believers, those who have placed their trust and obedience in Christ. So if you're not one who is a believer in Christ, then as the elements come to you, we ask that you simply pass them on. If you have any questions as to what it means to be a Christian, then after the service, either speak with the person who brought you, talk with one of the elders who are in the back, or anyone on the worship team that you see up front. As the ushers come forward and begin to distribute the elements, please hold them, prepare your hearts, and when everyone's been served, we'll share communion together.